screens all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got big dreams, so my watch got a big face. Girls getting missing like a motherfucking mixtape. Smelling like money and I'm looking like six. I'm outside for real with the slimes and the slats. Nigga ride away, then the nigga get text. Finish no pants and I fill them up with racks. They all ball cap and it's all facts. No, I don't relax and I don't lack.
Check your phone, I just sent you.
Demons, they follow me deep in the dark. Niggas got problems with being a boss. We ain't been home, but we hear all the talking. Hit them with hollows and clean them with salt. Salt in the wound and my heart in the cooler. Frozen like I gave my heart to my jeweler. Told him to make a new piece out of this. Ever since I just can't get no fuck by no bitch.
Baby, had a bust down on the AP. Yeah. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica.
I'm
go psycho.
Laundry mat with a temper, this is vicious psycho. Feel like Rihanna, bitches go wherever I go. Go get the grain like I'm battling the silo. I'm going out west like a motherfucking 5-0. LeBron in the finals, motherfucking 5-0. Nigga better under 5-4, hella final. Niggas got me tight like Arthur's fist and shit. Like I'm not an arsonist, this shit. Not a nigga that you wanna argue with. Cause then you fucking with your picture like us and picture shit. Form like a barber with the shit. You get out the chair, you get in the chair. The things in the mirror, the way they appear. You look to the rear, my niggas is near. My niggas revere. You fucking with Mez, you fucking with Ash.
Baby, had a bust down on AP. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately.
Baby,
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica.
Big Riga.
I got fans in Costa Rica.
Okay.
I got fans in Costa Rica.
Dirtbags.
I got balled up, hundreds in my pocket. Diamonds on me, water like a faucet.
Dirtbags.
Got a lot of bags in Costa Rica, a lot of hoes in Costa Rica. Got a pocket in my pocket. And I flew with a stick, it's a rocket.
Woo.
Five on me, shit hot like a pocket.
Mama,
you ain't talking money, it's nonsense. Got your baby mama doing drugs in a mosh pit.
Top of the morning, anybody who thought it was Betty by G. I'm like a Jedi, my chicken is out of your head. I definitely should have
been
a Jedi. I be high again.
What it do, what it is. Shout out to our Instagram viewers, shout out to our YouTube viewers, shout out to our Spotify listeners, our Apple Music listeners, our Google Play listeners, whoever listening, whoever looking, appreciate the love, appreciate the feedback. Guess what? We coming at you with a podcast on a motherfucking Wednesday, or it's Thursday.
Early.
Shit, man, I'm damn, one day off, but hey, hey, but we gonna do it. We gonna get it done. All right, and how we gonna start off the show today is we just gonna do a little round of applause and a little introduction for everybody. Hey.
Hey, goddammit.
This is new.
It is.
This is new.
It is.
Hey. We just gonna switch it up every show, baby. We ain't never gonna come with the same shit.
Yeah, we celebrate.
We clap it for everybody. All right, so we gonna start with the introductions to my left, and then we gonna work back to my right. All right, so who we got?
To your left. Oh, it's Eddie Kane. Listen, the bitch whisperer. How you doing?
Drop a bomb on that shit.
Bitch whisperer.
Hey.
Yes, I like sir. The whole one better, but.
Whole whisper?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said whole whisper.
The whole whisperer.
Go a whisper.
Coming too soon to TLC TV.
The whole whisperer.
You go.
Yeah, all right. I fuck with that. I like that.
Who we got joining us right now?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I thought
you
on
the mic.
Around.
You
going
to the left.
To like the left.
And working my way back right.
To the left. All
right, all right. Who is you?
I'm Chrissy. Hey.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy B, the CEO on Instagram. Chrissy B, the CEO on Instagram.
But those who don't know, Chrissy B does a lot of work for us behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? So we're waiting on another guest to get here. So we was like, you know what? We're going to introduce the world to Chrissy B while we're waiting on him.
Am I the first female?
Oh,
you
yeah,
are
you
the
are.
First female.
Drop a fucking bomb.
Wow.
Drop another motherfucking bomb.
That's right. And you know who it is. Need no introduction. It's your boy, JR, High Class Dirtbag Representative.
And it's your boy, Olansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram. I am currently day drinking some of the finest brown undisclosed liquor.
Undisclosed.
If you drink, then you know what the shape of this bottle is. I'm not going to shout them out because they're not paying us. But if they want to start sponsoring this goddamn podcast and paying us, then goddamn it, guess what? I will give you a label and a motherfucking name.
Well, look,
right
no,
now,
listen. Anybody who wants to sponsor us, a lot of local businesses out there who want their shit out there. Look, don't get fooled by the Instagram page. It just got created maybe a week ago.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing this shit for like a year now. So
yeah, but the Instagram page, you know, just got created a week ago. So don't be discouraged. If you need your shit plugged,
don't
if you need,
discouraged.
You know, something out there, I already know a couple businesses, but y'all gotta drop that check first. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Quick shout outs, man, to everybody. I want to shout out my boy Chile the Geek, who's an avid listener, man. He loves the show, man, and he's one of the reasons why the Instagram page got made and the YouTube page got made, because he was just asking for it. Word, so up. Shout out to him, man.
Shout out to anybody who show love.
Most definitely. Yes. Shout out to Happy Cakes for Adults. You know what I'm saying? That's IG at Happy Cakes for Adults. You know what I'm saying? Because they slick do sponsor. Not a little kids, bit, you know, not for kids, but for adults. You know
Happy
what I'm saying?
Cakes.
Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? They got some events coming up. We'll talk about that in a couple, couple minutes.
We kind of need to just say it now.
Do we?
We're gonna remember.
There's a plug. All right, so Happy Cakes. We got a show that's a comedy show that's sponsored by Happy Cakes, hosted by Happy Cakes. We will be in the building podcasting live for about 30, 45 minutes. Hey, just depends.
It's gonna be live.
We're still working on the lineup, you know, getting schedules and seeing which dirt bags is available. But basically, it's gonna be four dirt bags in the motherfucking building.
At least these niggas is gonna be.
You know what I'm saying? What else we got going on? Oh, yeah. Shout out to my other boy. Moolah the Geek. You know what I'm saying? He got Geek Clothing Line. Shout out to that motherfucker. Shout out to Black Mud, who couldn't be here today, who was supposed to be here today. But you know what I'm saying? He has some stuff coming up, so he couldn't be here today. Shout out to Black Mud. I'm going to see you on another episode.
Yeah, shout out to all the dirtbags who are not here. Pretty You from the Avenue. Oren.
A.K.A. Drew Lucky.
A.K.A. Drew Lucky. And Flames P. 36,
Joff. Lion ass Joff.
Shout out to all them niggas, man. You'll see them soon.
Through the course of this episode, our homeboy, music producer, mini instrument player, LA is going to be coming in, stopping by the show, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him too before he even gets here. Who else? There's a couple other people that I'm leaving out, and they're going to be so mad at me after they fucking see this.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Those are the haters. What you mean?
Also, High Class Dirtbags Clothing, not just the podcast, but High Class Dirtbags is a brand. We are content creators. We don't just do podcasts. We don't just do clothes. We don't just do videos. We don't just eat edibles. We don't just smoke weed. We do it all, baby. So just shout out to all the high class dirtbags out there. And when I say you're a high class dirtbag, I don't mean on no slime ball shit. I mean, hey, everybody got some dirt bag in them.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like my boy JR said, what we gonna do? I'm gonna wash my hands on the way out the bathroom, but I'm gonna fart.
Yeah, I'm farting on the way out.
That's just what it is.
Take that.
Damn.
I'm a fucking dirtbag.
Take that.
Or on a high class side of the game, I'm gonna take all my cash, put it into another bank account, then file bankruptcy.
Hey. I'm not going to say that I'm going to do that.
That's an advanced level of dirt bagging.
That's like high.
That's like a high level of dirt bag.
Dirt bags rule the motherfucking world.
Crawl before you walk.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody, man, who just supported us. Oh, yeah. Lastly, shout out to the Failure to Adult podcast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody who's just creating. If you're creating, no matter what you're creating, babies, new drugs for us to try. It doesn't matter, man.
Whoa. Niggas out here creating babies. That's the problem.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. You're a creator,
bro.
Man.
Those people.
Hey, bro. Pull out, bro.
No, you know what I'm saying. You raggedy bastard. You're the reason why premium Snapchats exist.
Hey, bro.
I want you to know that.
I'm going
to
tell you like this, man. I don't even pull in driveways because I hate pulling out. You know what I'm saying? I don't parallel park because I hate pulling out. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Hey, straight up.
Say it if
straight
it
up.
True.
You already know my slogan, pull up, never pull out, baby. That's what we doing. We pulling up, but I ain't pulling out.
How many kids
I'm
you got?
I'm out of that.
Two.
Kids, man.
I'm out of
two
there.
Two kids in. I know people with three, four.
Hey, man, I'm two kids in, but hey.
Hey, like a thief in the good. Night. I take
we
anything.
Good.
What's up?
Take my teeth in the bite.
I just like, fuck it.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Speaking of that, man, I know the DMX challenge was going on a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it's still going on because you know the fucking internet moved fast.
The DMX challenge when they took a bunch of pictures in like collage type shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all love that shit.
Man, shout out to DMX,
to
man.
To some.
Y'all love.
I kind of like
it. For the pretty females who do it, but.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you group looking bitches. I might want to see that shit.
It's like, this is the same picture.
Yeah, you know same picture. What a new filter. That shit don't work.
Might as well call it Despicable 1, Despicable 2, Despicable 3, Despicable
4. I think Beyonce did one, too.
She did.
She could do one. It's been about 15 Beyonces in my lifetime. It's been about 15.
She about 22.
She created herself about 15.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
When she cut all her hair off, I knew. Jay-Z fucked up and did some wrong shit.
So hold on. Asking a female, does a hair change signify some bullshit going on in the relationship?
It signifies something.
Mm.
or that weave making her head fall out.
Wrong weave, always bald headed. Yeah. I don't care what you say.
Too many sew-ins.
Don't tell me bitch. About.
Hey man, I know a girl gets sew-in every week. No bullshit.
Wow. That's a no for me, dog.
I mean, is she just keeping it tight? Is that keeping it tight or is that unnecessary? Is that overkill?
My
is it sewing every week overkill?
My sister's a hairdresser. Yeah, it is. Shout out to Lux Bree. I hope I'm saying your name right. Lux Bree on Instagram.
God damn, that's your sister, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking. Yeah, man. She in Atlanta. Look, man, hot. But I'm telling you, every fucking Saturday, I watch her Instagram, and it's the same.
Shout out to JR for not taking his phone on. Sorry.
Oh. It's the same fucking shit every fucking Saturday.
He just reminded me. I didn't put my phone aside.
Hey, me too. You know what I'm saying? It's always that one motherfucker.
I just want to let y'all know I'm not as strong as y'all.
What?
Y'all are strong. Talking
about smoking
weed?
Yeah, man. That's why you skipping?
Hey,
man.
I'm a man.
Know your weaknesses. She know
what you want.
I know. I
got a secret for you. Me neither, but I just be toughing through it. Like, fuck it.
Oh, no.
He just let it take. Hey,
I just be riding that paranoia and anxiety wave that come with the weed. Just like,
thank you. Oh, my God.
Ride that motherfucker like a surfboard.
I used to call it the scary high.
It just depends on what strains.
Listen.
Some strains. Some strains will do that.
Yeah, some strains give you that scary ass, because I like.
Even if everything is cool.
I don't think that ever happened to me.
So you've never been to that point where you so high you have to like sit back and like regain yourself, like
breathe a little, like you're trying.
That's not paranoid though. That's
I get high.
You think you're about to die.
So,
to me, like when people say they get paranoid when they smoke, I'm thinking like you're looking out the window.
Nah. It's just anxiety feeling like very antsy.
Yeah,
like
you gotta do something right now.
Even if you ain't stressed out, it's just like you just kind of instantly get stressed. Like, oh man, everything's good, but like why am I tripping?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
It's just different strains.
Maybe that but once you tell yourself, man, I'm not gonna die. You're good.
Man, I'd be riding that motherfucker. Yes, I'd be like, whoa.
Yo, it's been times. No bullshit. It's been times on this show cool, right here. Well, he will be sitting there and like he'll just back up and just be like, and I don't know, like, oh shit, it got you.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be that like, oh, shit, it got your ass.
In the middle of the podcast. That should be happening to me every fucking podcast. I'll be sitting there like, and then I'll just sit back for a couple minutes and I'll be looking at everybody like, shit, why am I tripping right now? Like,
I'm a fool right
like,
now.
I'm high as a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I got sunglasses inside. Sunlight.
I rock my sunglasses
at night. I turn into the Matrix. I go Neo mode. I don't even know.
But that's for certain people. I know a couple people like that. Like, shout out to Jazzery, JW.
Just me.
You ain't got no fucking Instagram, so fuck you. Her mom, like, she's not even, like, normal until she's high.
That's how I be.
No scary high. Never tripped out on no nothing. Like, literally, if I don't wake up with a wake and bake, you can cancel Christmas when it comes to my ass.
No, not that seriously, but.
Cancel Christmas?
Yes.
I need that early to deal with the bullshit.
I need that wake and bake. Like,
it'd be some bullshit.
Like, because I already know me, dog.
As soon as you hit the house, as soon as you come out of your fucking neighborhood, bullshit.
But why?
Nigga cutting you off.
But like, why does weed put a layer of protection around you for the bullshit?
It doesn't put a layer. It just kind of like gives you that.
You're so
like, fuck it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're
like,
so relaxed.
Usually, like, when bullshit. Cause
whatever, man.
We're going to talk about black privilege. But to go on now, I want to flick at the other side and look at black anxiety, right? Why is it that bullshit comes to black people so fucking much? Like,
it come to everybody.
Come to everybody, right?
But we just handle it different.
But our shit is like,
we just react. We dramatic.
No, a lot of the times,
not dramatic, but like the things, the shit we say come off.
I would say
niggas be
like,
exaggerating shit too.
Not only that, but niggas go through so much shit that it be the shit that. You go, like most other people or nationalities will go through and they'd be like, damn, how you making it through? It's like, oh, well, this is just a regular day.
Yeah.
But then it'd be some small minor shit that make that shit bubble over to make us overreact,
if that makes sense.
It's the
straw that breaks the camel's back.
Like, so like we internalize, you know, racism.
You saying like, if you go through and you flipping shit because you're not really mad about the traffic.
You mad about all the other shit that you, but you can't.
That shit happened to him today.
But you can't react to the other shit. That's the shit you can react to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think
a lot of shit ain't in your control. It just is what it is.
But again, look at what the weed does. It puts literally a layer around you.
The weed just allows you to sit back
and let the bullshit just disperse.
And like, Nikki, I'm going to
wait
that out.
I'm going to wait this out.
I'm going to
wait.
Yeah, ain't nothing I can do about that.
Fuck about nothing.
Ain't nothing I can do about that.
I be chilling.
Like, bro, you like...
It's either I'm chilling or but I got to go party.
It's study saying... Okay, it's study saying this. True. I might get too deep, so stop me if I do. It's study saying that couples that smoke together stay together the longest. Now, reason for that might be...
I don't believe that.
If we arguing and I smoke, bitch, I don't care no more.
Think about this. Think if you sitting in traffic, like traffic jam.
Baby boy.
And you pissed off. You sitting in traffic mad as fuck. Somebody roll up a spliff. Like that bitch.
At this point,
you like,
fuck it.
You playing the music. You done forgot you done been sitting in traffic for an hour.
Listen,
she'll be like, you got an attitude.
Or what y'all
like,
talking about? Yeah, same shit.
I can't
shit.
Even have an attitude. Right?
No, so. When I come in the kitchen in the morning, he smoking and I'm like, is it? This is you think. Like, it's like, what else are we going to do to...
But we can do anything at this point. We can literally do anything now. I'm not mad about waking up black in a black situation. I'm not mad about, like, fuck, I got cases to fight and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Once I smoke, die!
Yeah. He's like, ah.
Who cares?
Like Cat Williams said in the stand up back in the day.
I don't know what we're fighting about.
He's like, man, fuck it.
That's just stupid.
Like, that weed give you that fuck it, dog. Yeah. You'd be like, man, fuck it, dog. Fuck it. Like, I would flip and trip, dog, but fuck it.
Yeah. That's the best way to get over some shit, like with the homie, with your wifey.
Man, the peace pipe, man.
The peace pipe.
That's what they saying, man.
The peace pipe.
The peace pipe, dog. Because you're going to hit that motherfucker and you be like, man, what was he tripping about, bro?
You know what, man? It was my fault.
And you can really dissect that shit.
Nah, it was my fault.
You can really dissect. So good. So cool. And I really think we have that special gift.
No, what I think...
Man, we got plenty of gifts over here.
For me personally, like, I got ADD, ADHD, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, all them shit.
Hold on, so like, you say anything else. They said that was something made up.
But, yeah, I understand what they saying, dog, when they say it's made up. But, like, I know, because, like, I literally can listen to a motherfucker talk, like, for 2 hours and not hear a damn word they said. Like, right. I literally I do it all the time. Like, I have to have, like, I'll be on my phone watching TV playing the Xbox. Like, cause my brain is just, like, I cannot focus on one fucking thing, dude.
Well, are you like, just, you know maybe you're just a...
Nah, but when I smoke... Like, that shit slows everything down for me, dog. Does. So, like, I don't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Because everything's moving like this. Everything's moving like this when I'm regular. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
so
fast as fuck.
I
smoke
weed,
that,
so that
shit just be like, all right.
Yep.
So then I could just be like, you know what I'm saying? I could move, like, then I'm doing fucking.
So, when you up there, I call it being at 30,000 feet. When you up there, do you not hear the music differently?
Nigga, everything hit differently.
You hear that flute in the background, and it be like, God damn, where that flute come from? Nigga, that bit hard as fuck.
Everything hit differently. Enhanced shit. Like, when you eating something, the shit gonna taste good as fuck, whether it ain't the best shit or not.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You gonna smash.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, if I'm going over somebody's house and I don't know what your food tastes like, I have to smoke before I get there.
Smoking weed.
I gotta smoke before I get there regardless.
Well, yeah, thank God.
Any family function is going down.
And whatchamacallit? Smoking weed,
we going for a walk.
And eating is the shit. Drinking and eating is the shit. What's up, LA? Just joined us, man. Like, word. All right.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, sir?
Yeah.
Eddie
Kane,
the whole whisperer.
Sweet.
That's what they call me.
What up,
All right.
I mean, get your black ass up.
No, man, I'm not about to say that. That's Chrissy B. So
I was trying to figure out what was going on here.
Yeah. Y'all, what up? So LA just joined us, so he's about to jump on the mic. Chrissy B, appreciate you filling in.
She'll be back.
She's gonna be on our whole next episode. Fuck all that, dude.
Y'all wanna get these women?
Oh yeah. Because we gotta have some shit, and especially because this motherfucker be talking shit. So I gotta see if this motherfucker really just be saying this shit for the podcast, or if this motherfucker
if you
really like
know,
this.
We might as well just tell them that. Do they know y'all?
Oh, hey, so I'm telling y'all, if you listen to every other episode and I talk about my wife, y'all probably was like,
yeah, who
that
the
bitch
fuck
got
made
to
this
be ugly.
Thing?
She got to be fat.
This is wife right here.
And there she is. I did good, didn't I? I told you, my dick's really fucking long, bro. I'm telling you.
Bro,
so you basing your marriage off your dick size?
We not about to prove that on this show. Hey. So, like, you
we
don't even. But you
money?
Keep on saying it, dog. Like, you going to say it where somebody going to drop a comment, you got to prove it. Like, no, we not doing that, bro.
Chris
so you don't even got to bring that up,
Chris
man.
Chris would be a CEO you on Instagram
bring that
if you want to know, ask him.
Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
But yeah, my dog.
What was you saying, though? What were you talking about?
Oh, we was talking about weed, all kind of shit, but I'm about to switch it up, man. We about to go to some...
Oh, yeah, he's talking
man, who we got joining us real quick man. Before we even get into all that,
give us your bio, sir, please.
What's going on? Elliot Charles, musician, performer, audiovisual guru, travel, music, all
and
that
nigga
stuff,
hit you with all
saying?
That.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck wrong with these niggas, man? Drop a bomb on one of these niggas. Hey, JR, drop one of the flex bombs on these niggas, man.
Drop one of them.
Yeah, I got my New York cat dropping New York bombs. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it, man. That's what's up, man. I appreciate LA for joining us today, man. You came last minute, you know what I'm saying? So we was just talking about weed and black community and shit right now, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna go to some current events that's been going on, and we just gonna talk about that because some people just hit me on the DM saying, "Hey man, talk about this." So it's like I want y'all to see that everything ain't just pre-written. Like we could just
we can talk about what you want to talk about.
What you want to talk about? So I want to talk about man, this motherfucker Malik Yoba, man.
I was going to ask you about that.
What exactly that? This is the New York Undercover.
So that nigga came out like undercover. This week, last week. New York Undercover. Yep. That said it. Yeah, man, it's crazy how that shit worked out.
Man, Malik. What happened to
him? So my G came out. He wrote a letter saying he came out saying that he likes transsexual women.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, ain't nothing wrong with that and all this shit. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you're right, man. If that's what you like, that's what you like, bro. Like, I get it. But then, like, 2 days later, some chick came out, some transsexual woman, you know what I'm saying, came out and said that he had relations with her when she was young. Like, so underage young.
It's just multiple.
So it's like...
Damn, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit.
This
nigga was one of the dopest black cops ever. Cops, dog, at
JT
all.
JT Williams, nigga.
This nigga motherfucking pulled up Malik Yoba.
Detective
yeah.
Detective JT.
That mother...
I thought like, that nigga was 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Back on New York.
He thought this nigga was amazing.
Yeah, I thought this nigga was...
He had trapezius muscles and everything.
So here's a question. So since he's into transgender women, does that make him gay?
Bro, so, that's a tough.
What did he say though? Like, what
he said? He's a straight man that likes.
He's a straight man that likes specifically transsexual, transgender.
She got tits in her dick. That ain't tripping.
Specifically, he don't like regular women.
Well, I mean, so he said, fuck with women with tits in a dick.
Yeah.
So I posed the question once again.
What makes him gay?
Because
they still got a dick.
I'm so fucking
confused.
Like that dude. Y'all remember that white dude that was on The Man Show years ago that took a bet with his homies $1 million to get titties? And he actually got titties, but he was like a regular dude that just got titty implants.
Would you get titties for $1 million?
But he was a regular dude.
That's a hard question.
But he wasn't transsexual. So
you gotta keep him all your life.
I'm confused as to like what makes somebody transsexual. Is it the mind frame or is it just by having both parts? Like that's what's confusing.
No, I mean
to me.
Technically I believe you have to have a female part to be transsexual. Like,
but that dude was like, he just did it for a bet. You know what I'm saying? So is he transsexual now that he had titties?
And see, that's what...
Maybe
he's just
a man with titties because he's not trying to be a woman.
Nigga, that's why I'm confused.
He's not trying to be a woman, though. If you're a man trying to be a woman...
I think it's the mind frame.
Both.
You know, it's both. It's that and the mind frame.
So drag queens?
Like, I don't know, dog. Like,
drag queens... They make shit up, bro.
All this shit made up.
No, I'm just saying, like, nigga, you know
I don't
what I'm saying?
Know.
They'll fuck around and say a drag queen, not a transsexual, but like, yeah.
It's literally a man.
It is.
That's trying to be
to
a woman.
Us, it is.
It's a man trying to be a woman.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about this.
Yeah, bro.
No,
but nah.
No,
I was just saying that. I was just saying.
Make him uncomfortable.
All right, we can switch it up because you know JR don't want to talk about it, and rightfully so because we living in politically correct times right now.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna
touchy,
offend nobody.
Man.
Like y'all know, one of my brothers
transitioned.
You know what I'm saying? So like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hate nobody, but I will talk about it.
But
you complicated for me
because I'm confused. But like, so I think. Me personally, I think it's both not only just having the parts, but also the mind frame that makes one, you know, like have that title. Because like I said, there was a dude that got titties
that.
Because of a bet.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he got titties, he's not a transsexual. He's just a man with titties because he did a bet.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But if he was like wearing a bra and shit, like, yeah, I don't know.
But I think he does.
He probably do got to wear a bra.
He got titties, though.
I mean, for me, for him to even want to do that bad.
That's why I'm going.
A milli, though.
You know, I mean.
A milli?
He might have been broke. He need that milli.
Titties for a year.
Damn.
For a milli.
Oh, for a year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he
ended up. But the shit that made it weird is he ended up keeping them.
Don't give me them titties.
Hey, I'm going to give me them titties, man.
So when he was on the Man Show, he was like, oh, yeah, I done had titties for a year.
I can't rock no titties for a year, bro.
You can't rock titties for a year.
Hell no.
Titties.
So the
nigga,
nicest,
you gotta, okay, well, you probably don't gotta work because you got a million.
I got $1 million, man.
But
you're gonna have to spend half.
You're gonna
that
have
money.
To do something, and you're gonna have to spend that money to get rid of them.
You get a $4 million, no, you know,
you're gonna have to get rid of them titties eventually. I ain't rocking no titties for a year, bitch.
Titties for a year. It's a big ass titties for a year.
Big ass
titties for a year.
Some big ass titties for a year. You gotta walk up in Victoria's Secret by bras and shit.
Bro, I'm not coming out the house for a year. No. I'm not gonna be around for a year. They're gonna be like, damn, nigga, we ain't seen you in a year. Yeah, boy, you know.
Nigga, I had titties, I came
well, why you got the scars on your chest, cuz?
Hey, like, brother, shit. Why you asking all your questions?
Hey, man, I got a million in the bank. I don't know. Yeah, I had to be a homeless
for a year.
I've done some crazy shit.
Bro, first of all, you gotta go through the surgery.
You gotta wake up in the
morning.
You gotta
go through the recovery. You gotta wake up and go through that every day. You gotta wash your
undertitty.
Your titties getting sweaty and shit.
I slept in a tent that never got below 90 degrees for 8 months.
You had what?
I slept in a tent with 30 other motherfuckers that never got less than 90 degrees for 8 months.
But you ain't had no titties.
You had no titties, yo.
You ain't had no titties.
Yeah, bro. You ain't had no
if you
titties,
had some titties, it probably would have been hard. Yeah, it probably would have went through hell. If you had titties, you would have went through
hell. You had extra 20 pounds on your chest, guys?
Okay. I slept in a room with 20, 40 other motherfuckers and only made $50,000.
But
a
you
year.
Ain't had no titties.
You had no titties.
If you had some titties, them niggas would have been getting that.
Like, yo, Eddie. No, yeah, you can't be the only you know, set of titties
Eddie,
in the Eddie middle
who?
Of
Eddie
nowhere.
Eddie with the big ass titties, nigga.
They'll sleep on your back, yo. With
who
the
you
titties.
Talking about? Eddie who? Eddie with them big ass titties.
About month four, dog. Them niggas gonna be signing up the titty fucking.
Yo, Eddie, right. Hey, yo, Eddie, what you doing tonight, man? What you doing tonight, man?
Hey, they ain't gay, nigga.
I'm not.
Gat titties, nigga.
Yeah,
titties,
I'm
like, want to
suck them shits,
yeah.
man.
Come
on, man.
Let me
just
rub
the nipple.
Let me just rub the nipple, man.
Yo, motherfuckers taking bets.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Motherfuckers taking bets on his areola.
With 50 niggas, you the only nigga with titties. You don't want to show them to nobody.
I bet he got big areolas.
Don't let it be cold.
Me and
the
boys just wondering, man.
Look at Eddie nipples, man.
Everybody had no pussy in about 4 months, man.
Eddie, you gonna get them shits pierced?
Hey, man, put a blindfold on, take a shirt off, wait 20 minutes.
Fuck that, dog.
You'll never know what the fuck
happened.
Not for a million.
Get that Rihanna tattoo.
Not for a million. This nigga wearing pasties and shit.
So where we at? So I'm no for a milli or a billy or a trilly for some titties.
I'm no.
You said or a billy.
No. Yeah.
You a billy. That ain't
J.R. such
that. Bring your titties, right? Okay.
Don't give me that billy.
Order me up a set of titties.
I'll fucking buy an island, nigga. Fuck all y'all, nigga.
So for $1 billion, you would get...
Titties for a year?
You would have surgery. Just so we're clear. For $1 billion... Hold on. So we're clear. For $1 million, Eddie, you would have some titties.
Bring on a set of titties.
Surgically
think
put in for,
saying,
in for a year.
Think about what you said.
Okay.
Wait, JR. No, hold on. Don't get on JR. Me yet. Don't get on me.
JR. Hold on. For a
don't
billy.
Don't get on me yet.
For a billy.
Ask yourself for a billy.
No.
You ain't
I
get,
am no.
Wait.
So
well,
that's why I'm going to you. That's why I'm going to you.
I'm going to you. It's not simple as just yes and no, nigga. A clean
nigga,
billy?
I like titties, dog.
A clean,
I am not about to get a set of titties because I'm going to be sitting in the house for a year straight just rubbing my nipples all day, dog.
But you got a clean billy. You got a clean billy.
No. I know me, dog.
$1 billion. I know. I'm going to fuck with them, too.
I got
rubbing them out, dog.
I ain't going to
front. Rubbing it out, dog.
Not for nothing, yo.
Rubbing it out, dog.
I got to think about it.
Like, nah, I'm good.
Hey,
I'm good.
I'm
can't give you a straight up on that. I got to think.
Ain't
about
nothing
it.
Like rubbing some titties while you fucking. So I know damn about. Well if I got as good a set of titties on my body while I'm jacking
I'm
off, it's a wrap.
I'm gonna think
it's
about
a wrap. It's a wrap, dog. I ain't never going outside.
$1 billion.
That's thinking. When you get the premium, the fucking Pornhub and shit.
What can I buy?
Sign up for the membership.
Fucking buy half of a fucking football team. I can buy a fucking. Nigga, so, I'm thinking.
So, nigga, for $1 billion, you would have some titties.
Kim Kardashian, I'm thinking about it.
Made a sex tape.
I'm good.
I ain't just diving out the window. I ain't jumping out the window, but I'm thinking about it.
So for a billion, so do you get your money once you agree, or do you get your money?
No, it's got to be a year.
Upon
completion.
Nah.
Upon completion.
Nah.
After completion.
Because if you get the, you can get the titties, I give you $1 million.
I need a reason to rock them joints for you. I need a reason to rock them.
You got a reason.
No, I need that money in hand, my nigga. I need to see that shit, be able to count it and touch it and order shit off Amazon.
You get $500,000.
If I gotta live in the crib,
you get $500,000 just for getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
And then at the end
half
of it, you get
$500,000. Fuck no.
But I'm saying
I need
half $1 million.
A billion.
You get $500,000 just for getting it done.
I'm still thinking about it. I gotta think about it.
Nigga, $1 million. Put that shit in the escrow account. Hey, log in
$1 million.
So,
not $1 million.
Just for everybody, man, if you.
I need 999.
If you would get a titties for a Millie or a Billy, please let us know. And just drop a comment, drop a DM or whatever, and just let us know what you think if you would get a set of titties surgically put in for a Millie or a Billy.
Count me out, homie.
Yeah, I already knew you was no. That's why I didn't even ask you. That's why I asked myself, because I knew I was a no. You know what I'm saying? But it's for freakish reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to be up in the house playing with my titties.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's just not, like, I got shit to do.
I'm already 6'3". Imagine me 6'3" on stage with some big ass titties.
That'll fuck your head up. So, like, you've been playing with your home titties for a year, you ain't gonna want no chick when you get out of here. You get
titties. Yeah, I'm good.
You ain't gonna want no other bitches.
Some little ass titties. You don't know what to do with them shits.
You know, I kind of got to agree with JR.
Yeah, man.
You don't have titties for a year, you're going to be like, oh, man, fuck
and I've been jacking off. Because, you know, don't nobody fuck me like me.
But I ain't doing that, though. That's another level of freaky shit. Like,
you're not going to jack off rubber
titties. I'm not getting no titties.
Nigga, do you jack off rubber to your own shit as it is? Like, looking at your own body, nigga? No. Don't no nigga do that. Look at that self in the mirror like, nigga, you a sexy motherfucker.
Yeah, you sexy bitch.
No, nigga. You sick if you do that shit.
Nigga, that's gay. Is it gay if you look at yourself like, damn, you got a big dick? That's a good question.
Hey, hold on.
That's a damn good question.
No, it's your dick, nigga. It's your shit.
Man, straight up.
It's your shit.
I got high as shit one
day. That's like self-confidence.
I was high as hell
self-esteem,
one day.
Nigga. Self-esteem,
my wife and kids were not there.
Yourself.
I jerked off so good, I felt gay.
You jerked off so good, you felt gay.
Oh, I fucked the shit out of myself right then, bro.
You don't consider it like that. Niggas don't think about that like that. Niggas don't be like,
That's when I knew I had to fuck high. I was like, if I fuck high,
I don't know, bro.
I'm gonna be a monster.
You was in another zone with that one.
Tripping.
I ain't never jerked off and felt like that.
You never jerked off and be like, God damn, nigga, that shit crazy. I ain't never had two hands fuck up.
What the fuck did you do? Text yourself like, come over, nigga.
No, watch it. Text yourself.
Watch a half a Netflix movie
like,
by yourself.
Crazy.
Drink some Hennessy by yourself, nigga. Smoke half a blunt by yourself and then jerk yourself off and think you fucked yourself.
Nigga, if you get some titties, dog, it's a wrap, dog.
You was really imagining you was with a bitch.
Nigga, you get them titties, that's an out of body experience.
Porn playing on the 70-inch.
Nigga,
I had my favorite porn.
You thought you was there,
nigga.
Shit.
I was there, nigga. I fucked the shit out that bitch. I think.
No, son.
Yo, cuz.
No.
Y'all niggas stupid, man.
That just was good handy
work. Y'all niggas
work.
Straight stupid, bro.
No, son. No.
All right, whatever, nigga.
If anything, nigga,
myself.
I felt guilty after I bust that nut.
I
kind of did. I feel real ashamed of myself. Like,
yeah, it take a real psychopath to be like, you know what? Don't
I'm going
even
to
feel
sleep,
guilty.
Nigga. I'm going to bed.
Don't
nigga.
Even feel guilty.
Take
like,
your ass to bed.
Don't make
nigga.
A sandwich.
Don't
like,
roll
damn,
no
nigga.
Blood. Don't eat nothing. Go to sleep, you know nigga, because you don't like, deserve. Bro. You don't deserve shit else for the
what?
Night.
Feeling that good, you don't deserve nothing.
You shouldn't feel no shame for the jack off moment.
Yeah, you should
be feeling bad on the jack off.
You should feel no shame for the jack off.
Yeah, man, you didn't cheat.
Exactly.
But it's like, damn.
I love jacking off, but don't cheat.
You had to bust in that bad midday.
So in your jack off moment, were you picturing that you was jacking off to
this nigga say in your jack off moment?
Or Joyce or one of them.
God damn.
So is that cheating?
Wait, you're going too deep. You got too much dip on your chip now. Calm down.
Hold on. All 13 XXX said Henny Dick ain't got nothing on it, though.
But hold
on.
Henny masturbation ain't no joke, but Henny Dick ain't got nothing on it.
You ever had that midday? You had to get that midday monkey off your back?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Your day was going to be fucked up. If you're just like, man, fuck it. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, you want another story? You want another story? I got you. I used to work at DHL in Fairburn, right?
No, nah, don't tell me you did this business at work, my nigga.
Oh, hey. And anybody working in a warehouse that big,
know
what I mean by aisle A.
I thought I knew you, my nigga.
No, you thought you did.
God damn, you jerked off at work?
Look, my wife was in the throes of her pregnancy where, you know, women just hate your ass.
But wait, you jerked off at work.
Nigga, went out to the car, got the Vaseline, put that shit in my hand, got on motherfucking aisle A, backed into an aisle I knew wasn't nobody going into. No. Had the porno pulled up.
You a fucking creep, son. Like, that's some motherfucking Pee Wee Herman type shit. You pulled the Pee Wee
Herman. Knock it out. It was too cold to do it outside.
In the aisle?
It was like 13 degrees outside.
On the floor?
Where would you rather be doing it?
Onto the floor?
Yeah, of course. Dirt bag. Yeah, of course. Dirt, nigga, come on, bro. I didn't cheat, though. I ain't cheat.
No. You couldn't go to the bathroom?
I didn't cheat. I can't go to the bathroom. It's disgusting. It smells like shit. You have a jerk off smelling shit?
That's disgusting, but not in the fucking aisle where people walk through and shit.
Which one would you rather do then?
Go to the bathroom, nigga.
Smelling shit. Man shit.
How you gonna smell shit? Flush the toilet.
Because it's a bathroom. It smells like shit.
This nigga jerked off in the fucking aisle.
Aisle 8.
Aisle 8, huh?
A24 for anybody who still work there.
You a different type of nigga, man.
Oops. Yeah, y'all niggas wild, man.
I ain't gonna call. Statue of limitations is over with, too. So
this nigga jerked off in the aisle. So was your pants all the way down like you was ass out?
Nah, it was in my knee.
Did anybody walk through the aisle?
No, it's forklift, number forklift.
Oh man, so, this motherfucker got it.
Somebody did zoom by
with monkey nuts, man.
But I kinda like
well, that's what you know you stressed out when you jack off with monkey nuts, dog. Damn. Like you straight you like, oh man, I gotta get it out,
fuck it.
This just smell like straight balls, like fuck it.
How could you even concentrate on the nut?
So y'all never been that horny before?
Not in the forklift.
Not in the forklift, my G.
Y'all never been so horny that you can't, like, I cannot fucking.
That's why I said you ever had that midday monkey in your back where you gotta go to the bathroom. I said, go to the bathroom.
Yo, I heard what you said.
You said, ow. Yo, that's like if you work at Marshall's and shit and you jerk off in the toddler section.
That's fucked up. Because there's something that's not sexy around you.
Ain't nothing sexy in Marshall's, nigga.
Well, of course. So, first of all, why are you jacking off at Marshall's? You can't do it jacking off at Marshall's.
I'll just give you an example.
I know, but you... My position was so dope. I worked on night shift. It was 13 degrees outside, 2 a.m. Four of us were at work. All niggas, we ain't doing shit. I was like, you know what? Man, I ain't had no pussy in by...
Let me jerk off at aisle 8.
A24.
All right, man. We're going to switch it up, man. Cause we've been talking about this nigga jacking off for a little bit 2 minutes.
This shit is
this shit is wild, bro. Like, shout out to my nigga Eddie Kane, man.
Nigga. I don't know what the fuck this nigga be thinking.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy, bro. Bullhorn Eddie, man. All right, man. So back to some more current events. I was watching a video, internet once again, man. This chick was like, "Yo,
internet, she used
pussy juice as perfume."
Is what?
So what?
She put her pussy juice on her neck. As
she
perfume.
Got that much pussy juice to, like,
I
to
guess,
spare?
Yeah, I damn. Guess.
Pussy juice. But she just got pussy juice on deck. Like, I got a jar of pussy juice.
Got a jar of pussy juice. Hey,
add to my collection of the pussy
baby,
juice.
Hey, baby, go give me some of that pussy juice out the cabinet.
She gets a dab of them
pussy juice.
But that's crazy. I never heard of that shit.
I think that's kind
of
dope, though, because it could be like some type of like a pheromone.
That's what she said. That was a pheromone.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
But what do it smell like?
I'm going to speak for those niggas.
It gotta be hitting.
Most niggas.
That shit ain't hitting.
No. Young niggas think pussy ain't supposed to have no smell or taste.
It kinda don't, my nigga.
It has that twang.
Clean
that
pussy twang, don't got no taste.
It's got that twang. No. It's got that pussy twang. No. So you ain't never had pussy twang.
Oh, she got that
pussy twang.
Oh, no.
Pussy twang. You ain't never had pussy twang.
I know what you're talking about, but when you say pussy twang, it just don't sound good.
It ain't supposed to taste like it. It don't sound good when you say twang.
If you from the South, twang is amazing.
I know what you mean, though.
No, it's not. Twang go on wings and shit.
Right?
It don't go on pussy. Like, you don't tell a bitch, like, the pussy was straight, but it ain't had no twang. If it had a little twang, it would have been
I've actually said that before.
Nigga, the pussy is not collard greens, nigga.
I've actually said that before.
He gonna point to...
Don't give me that fresh out the shower monkey. I don't want that. I want that monkey that's been in the zoo for a minute.
No, this motherfucker.
Put your ass on the goddamn treadmill to run 5 miles and then come out at your boy.
Oh, you want some
and run fast, bitch. You want
them collard greens.
Yes.
You
want the nigga,
that's me.
You wildin', bro. You want that fresh out the shower.
I don't want that fresh. I don't want Summer's Eve. I want Autumn's Night. That's what the fuck I want.
No.
Nigga, you want a swamp
thing. I'm going to tell you what you want.
You ain't going to tell him what he wants. Anyway. want what he want.
Yeah, you ain't tell him what he want.
You talk about the twang.
Not a twang.
I don't have a twang because
this nigga said twang.
Mine's be on that honey pot.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, that's that thing they stand on.
License and registration.
It's like, you know.
That shit they squat
it's,
over.
It's like, you know, it moisturized that area down there for them. You
that,
know, it's
that honey nice pot.
Honey pot.
All right, man. I don't these know what
young
the fuck
hoes
honey pot
don't know about no honey pot. Pot. They trying to figure this shit out right now.
All you women,
you can go to Google.com, honey pot. You got that honey pot. We and my wife want to know.
I'm going to ask you honey pot. Do you honey pot?
Especially for the women. It's nice, man. Ain't no twang, ain't no. It's just
honey pot.
That's why this I nigga said twang. Twang. I don't respect the twang, son. Like anything other than nothing is something.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you mean when you say twang, but
you know
twang.
What I'm saying. It's like, no, I know what he's talking about, but right, I'm not. That's not how it's supposed to be.
So here's another question. So
what about the honey pot? So if a girl come with you with a honey pot, you good with that?
That's like. If you eat the watermelon and it's sour, and you're like, oh, this guy's got the.
It's a watermelon.
No, nigga, it's supposed to be sweet.
Yeah, that shit's supposed to be sweet.
It's supposed to be sweet.
So you ain't never had no.
I ain't never had no.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying it ain't supposed to like, be that way.
Like, it ain't supposed to it taste ain't supposed like a LaCroix.
To be, it ain't
like,
supposed like to smell like nothing.
Like a hint. Like a hint.
No, like, it ain't like, supposed like, to be like, no
LaCroix.
No, supposed to.
Like LaCroix.
No, not supposed to.
Pussy
I don't
juice.
Believe it's supposed
the other LaCroix.
To. Because if you can have some without that, then that proves my point. That it yeah. don't supposed to.
It ain't supposed to have no.
Because that's
no
like, it ain't like chicken. Like, oh, her pussy wasn't seasoned right. Like, no, it ain't supposed that's to have actually, no flavor.
Because it wasn't.
That shit had
season.
Too much Lowry's.
Yeah, yeah.
It tastes like
it
lemon
had no
pepper.
Lowry's
too
on
much
that.
Oil that's in that
shit.
Goddamn.
Yeah, adobo.
Yeah. It's too much adobo. I like my pussy like white people food. No seasoning.
No flavor.
Bland and motherfucker.
Guys.
Give me that.
Y'all niggas stupid, bro.
Don't give me that twangy shit.
So you like raising your cheeks out with the pussy.
No, I'm just saying. I like my. That's how I don't want no twang, my nigga.
You don't want no twang
I don't
on,
want
that
no sauce.
On that twang?
No,
you don't want like no twang
hold
on that twang?
Hold that mambo sauce, nigga.
So
put,
you,
the, put some twang on that tang.
So you bring a baddie home from the club. Baddie.
Yeah.
This bitch was scoping you all
you're
night.
You're probably telling me something I done did.
And
go
it got some twang.
And y'all walk in, and she want to get right to it, but you're like, nah. Get your ass a goddamn shower. I don't want no twang, bitch. You been twanging
yeah.
all night.
No, but you don't know, though. But
club,
you don't know.
That club, dog. That's
you
what,
know.
No,
you
that's
don't.
One thing motherfuckers don't talk about is when you, how you been
don't.
Dancing for 3 hours, dog. But, man, you
thank
know that thing
you.
Twanging,
you
dog.
You know that thing got a twang,
I'm
too.
Telling, listen,
that
listen,
thing twang.
Listen to me. Also, not necessarily, bro, because if she mad sanitary, her shit just gonna be clean in general.
Man, you go, man, dog, won't you sweat, dog? You sweat.
If she took a shower before she came to the club, washed herself properly, she already clean, she put perfume on and all this good smelling lotion, it's gonna, she might smell like deodorant and shit,
I got
but
you.
She ain't gonna, her pussy ain't gonna stink.
Hold up, slow down, calm down.
If she clean.
Do all your friends clean like that prior to the club?
Oh, man, don't call
boom.
Your friends.
That's what I'm saying. Not as a
God damn, you calling friends.
Boom,
like.
Bitch.
Well,
that's what I'm telling you.
You give a chance. Hold on, you ain't even give a chance to answer the
jump.
Question, bro. Nigga didn't give a. I hate when niggas do that. Be like, no. Yes or no?
Oh, you ain't said
it. Wait a minute, dog.
Yeah,
like,
let her answer.
Regis give you at least 30
I'm
seconds.
Right now, if a bitch step in the club, it's over with. She got
a
twang. I don't
care. That's what
no.
I'm saying, bro. That's
no.
what I'm telling, dog.
Listen,
she
no.
smell like perfume.
She ain't gonna.
Dog, once you've been in the club for 3-4 hours on top of people sweating, bro, dog, you are gonna have some kind of twang.
But the pussy ain't.
They ain't gonna have some twang.
No, it's gonna have some twang, but there's a difference between like twang from sweating out. And like,
my man.
And like twang.
Dang,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
You like, you always got
about.
This
but that,
twang.
But that's the type of that's, twang he
like,
was talking about.
A,
yeah, he was talking about twang. He ain't talking about twang.
I'm talking about that twang.
No, because we was talking about how like pussy in general supposed to taste, and he was like, it's supposed to have that twang. It
it's
ain't supposed to.
No, it's supposed to have that natural
no.
whatever they produce.
It's
whatever that mucus soot is that they produce. That's what
God
that's what it needs to taste like.
This nigga said mucus soot.
No, you know it's that soot. It's that, you know.
No, like, stop, man, stop.
What?
Stop calling it mucus soot.
Okay,
nigga, like, it ain't
that goopish.
You make it sound bad
gone.
As fuck.
What?
It is that, nigga?
Okay,
call
soot
it,
is a hard word, but
call
like,
it sugar water or something.
Okay,
right, don't call it like
goop.
Mucus.
I'm gonna call it goop. I'm gonna call it goop. That's what
this
the fuck I'm gonna call it.
Mucus soot. That's
okay.
Like
that goop that be in the base of the dick. That mucus that be at the base of the dick.
All right, man. I'm changing this right now because I'm like, that shit about to blow my buzz.
Somebody fucking
blow my buzz, man.
The train already off.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we stop. Next stop. Next stop. Okay. All right, check, man. So I know we living in a day and age of Instagram and pictures and all kind of shit. It occurred to me the other day because I was watching some show on one of Netflix, I think, and it was talking to, you know, it was basically niggas going around, rich motherfuckers going around buying shit. Dropping cash, I think it was. And I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, all right. And like for like 5 minutes, the shit had my interest. You know, I was like, all right, cool, da da da. And then it was like, yeah, I got to go see my stylist. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute, dog. So you mean to tell me there's really grown niggas out here paying other niggas to dress them, dog? Like,
yeah,
you
that
can't,
shit been going on for years, dog.
You can't dress yourself,
no,
dog. Like,
but with a lot of rappers, you could probably attest to this.
Like, nigga, like
that comes with it. That comes
like,
with it.
Like, I want to. That's the I package, want you, right? I want you to go out and pick what I'm going to wear. Like, no,
yeah.
Nigga.
Like, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, sometimes you ain't got time to do that shit.
So, my question is, who do you give credit to if a nigga outfit is fly? Do you give credit to the nigga or the stylist?
I'm going to answer that real quick. I don't really give a fuck what another nigga wearing, first of all.
Nah, I'm just saying. Like,
you're a grown
just,
ass man.
Yeah, but
like,
niggas.
I don't really care.
But niggas, I don't
but if
care
you
either.
Ask, like,
but I'm saying,
should a grown man have a stylist?
Well, you know,
that's a different question.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like
credit
like,
wise, I ain't gonna be clocking like, nigga like, oh, his outfit fly. He ain't picked that shit out. I ain't gonna do that.
I'm not gonna do that. But it occurred to me. I think it's fucking hilarious that a nigga fucking another nigga dresses you. Like at the end of the day, that's what it is, dog. Another nigga is dressing you, dog. So in this super fucking heterosexual fucking
That's like having a chef, though.
Hold on.
You let a nigga cook for you?
And super fucking like.
That's like having a chef, right?
No,
yeah.
But
if you got a chef, he cooking for you. That's the same shit.
Nah, it's not.
Whoa.
Hey, bro, you go in there cook some wings right now and eat them shits.
Okay, well, check this out. Well, maybe old boy didn't have like the fashion sense.
I mean,
maybe
every dude ain't a lot of it's a lot of female stylists too, though. That's what I'm saying.
I understand
it
that
don't necessarily got to be a dude. And I'm sure it's not a lot of male stylists.
There is.
No,
I know.
I'm sure it's
know,
more females though.
No, there's a lot of females,
it's
but there's a lot
more
of dudes.
Female stylists.
Every industry you think should be ran by women are just gay men. Yeah. Just take out women and put in gay men.
I wouldn't say gay men, but I know men.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I'm saying? I know like, it's male stylist too, but I just said you can't just assume it's a male stylist.
Well, the one I'm talking about was a nigga stylist.
So basically, old boy is
what I'm
rich,
saying is like,
and he hired a stylist, right?
Yeah, he just got a nigga that just pick out fits for him.
But he's nobody. He's just a cat that's just rich. He's not like.
I mean, he might have been a baller or something, dog. But still, it's like, damn, dog, like. I understand, dog, but I think we just living in a day and age where shit is just all fucked up. It's like, nigga, you should not be paying another nigga
that's
to pick
what
out
I was
your
saying
outfit,
was,
bro.
He might be a type of nigga who grew up, he ain't really know fashion
nigga,
or style.
Nigga, it don't matter. Just put something on, nigga.
Tim Duncan.
Nigga, put something on,
Tim
nigga.
Duncan needed a stylist, nigga.
Tim
Michael Jordan needed a fucking stylist.
They don't need a stylist.
Yes, they did. Look at what the niggas was wearing, bro. These niggas was looking crazy, bro.
Them niggas, of course, Michael Jordan had a stylist, man. Like, nigga, you just pick out some fucking
these
clothes,
niggas
man. Put them shits on.
190 pounds wearing 4X.
I'm talking about in this day and age, right? Nigga, everybody was 190 pounds wearing 38 fucking waist, dog.
Go back to the footage, nigga. You niggas was 28. Niggas ain't know how to. Some niggas just don't know how to dress and want to.
Man, I get it, man.
So what? Only thing they can do is
think it's funny.
I
think it's funny because niggas be like, oh man, look at me, man. I'm all fresh
and
shit
when
like
flexing,
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, nigga,
nah,
like, nigga,
no,
that's what I'm talking about.
Context,
that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
now,
bro,
if they're
like,
trying to take credit for it,
niggas
then
be
no.
like, oh man, sit look down. At me. I'm. All, it's like, nigga,
all
another nigga dressed you.
All they're doing is emulating what the fuck they say anyway. Because YSL. Niggas, I mean, if you lived outside of Paris, friend, you know what the fuck YSL was. But then a nigga like Jeezy said it, Future said it. Now you got YSL. You don't even know what he said. LeBron is. You can't point that motherfucker out in the crowd. My thing is,
I mean, that's how every little brand get
in right. There. So my thing with that, no, I don't. I'm giving the credit to the motherfucker because he clearly got enough influence to make anything hot. Because I remember Fila was hot at one time. It was hot in the 80s. It was hot in the 90s. And fuck it, it's hot now for some fucking reason. Because Beyonce probably put on a fucking Fila shirt one day because she was doing laundry. And bitch was like, oh shit, she brought Fila back. Nigga. Like, now niggas are going broke buying Fila. All you gotta do is go to your 30-year-old homeboy, ask him to go to your closet real quick. He's got some
Feli. Well, you know, Feli did that shit with Fendi, and that shit blew up.
You know them niggas like low key fucking kept they Feli. Like you niggas was throwing their Feli away like
you put
7
shit
years
with a
ago.
With a high end brand like away. That, Feli Fendi, motherfuckers ate that shit up.
Okay,
that's what happened.
Bape.
Bape had
a strong comeback though. Cause I remember I was in middle school.
They never went nowhere if you ask me. Yeah. Niggas been rocking Bape since they came out, like to this day. You know what I'm saying? Bape ain't never fell off.
Aniche. Yeah. Cause that's coming up for some reason.
Nah, I ain't going back to Aniche.
I'm seeing that.
Take me back to high school.
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Right. But that 3X, took me back to middle school.
3X, no slim fit.
3X hoodies. You know what I'm saying? Give me the 38 waist jeans. I'm going to wear 34. Give me that 38 waist jeans.
Bunch them up in the front.
Yeah. Cut them like four times.
Yeah, I don't think we're going back to back.
Stuff them in your tin.
Big belt buckle.
Yeah, I don't think we're going back to back.
Shirt tucked in the front.
With your T-Mobile sidekick. Yeah. Tucked on the side so everybody can see it. You got to tuck your shirt.
I had to glow in the dark two-way.
Yeah, the glow in the dark.
My mom worked for Bell South, man.
Best phone I ever had was a Razor.
That Razor was the shit, too.
I don't know. I went on that Razor wave, though. Why was everybody fucking with the Razor?
Them shits was durable as fuck, bro.
It was clean.
It was durable.
But it ain't do shit.
I had one where the whole top broke off, and that bitch still worked. All I could do is just dial numbers, call people, and hang up.
And talk.
Yeah, I had it to where I memorized how to get to the contacts list and whose contact was what, dog.
I ain't get that whole Motorola Razor shit, like why everybody was on it. I get it was a cool looking phone, but that motherfucker ain't do shit.
That shit was durable.
I mean, none of those phones did shit. None of those.
But you had to have T-Mobile.
You couldn't watch porn on a Razor, nigga.
What's the difference between a Razor and an iPhone?
Because the Sidekick had shit on it. It had like features and shit. Mm.
But I wasn't using them shits.
Yes, you was. If you was in high school,
I never had to.
You missed that one.
Yeah, I probably did. I didn't miss it. It's just like
you were too young for that shit.
No, it was too much goddamn noise to open your fucking phone.
Nigga, hell no, nigga, that shit was sweet back then when you could get a phone and flip that motherfucker open, the screen flip, nigga. Scroll through your contacts and shit. You flex on a bitch with that motherfucker.
But with the Razor, I am too. I'm literally holding my motherfucking Razor.
Nigga,
like
I don't even
here.
Know you got your phone in your hand. Like, if you got the Razor, I'm about to knock your ass out. I don't even know you.
Look at that shit.
You talking to your mama, about to get knocked shit. Out.
Everything was cool as long as it was on
Metro. I
didn't
know he was talking to his mama.
That motherfucker.
You got that
crazy,
Motorola
man.
Razor.
You got the little Razor. Let me get that
you
Razor.
See that shit.
Everything cool as long as it was on Metro. As long as it was on Metro, you was good. Everybody else wanted $1 a minute. Or 99 cents a minute.
Remember fucking nights and weekends?
What?
Yeah. Well, that was
friends
the shit.
And family.
I remember the first time, damn, I sent 100 texts and that shit was $100. It was like $1 per text.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
Then, yeah. Hey, don't call me right now. You fucking, call me up to 9. Call me
unlimited.
Up to
9. Unlimited.
You're counting your minutes.
Rollover minutes? Oh, I got 30 rollover minutes, dude.
Yeah, well, I ain't used 30 minutes. Well, I can't talk on the phone for 30 minutes.
Hey, bro, can I use your phone? Shit, I ain't got that many minutes.
Man, who you call?
Yeah, who you got to call? I call my mom. Yeah, man, hurry up, man.
Yeah, man.
It be ringing and shit.
God damn, man.
Yeah, dog. Like that's a minute.
That's a whole minute. Stop by the
Even when you call somebody, it ain't gonna pick up. That's a minute.
She gave me the answering machine. Came on.
God damn it, nigga.
That phone police and shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Don't say nothing. Hang up.
And then AT&T fucked y'all head up and said, we're gonna roll back after 9, after 7. Y'all was like, nigga.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's 7.
You got
low.
Yeah, he was like, nigga, yeah.
Then that shit was 6 at Sprint at one time. Like soon as 6 o'clock hit.
Night started 6. Then the Metro was like,
nigga, caking.
Everything free. And we was like, what?
Baby, I'm gonna call you after 6.
when I got my first unlimited plan, nigga, like shit, who? Man, I'm downloading all the ringtones.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Unlimited gigs, nigga. Unlimited bikes.
For this rest of the night.
Nigga. My life was my ringtone at the time. Whatever ringtone that was my life. I can hear your heart fucking crying out for me. That was I was sad. You know, a little puss ass teenager. What's the other one? It's crazy, man. But we really went off the fucking rails today.
Nah, man, y'all motherfuckers been tripping, man. Hey, nah, but speaking of going off the rails, man, like, I felt violated the other night, man.
By a female,
hopefully?
Nah, man, because, like, I was sitting there, I made some hamburgers and shit, you know, or my girl made some hamburgers and shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And she shake the bottle, shit, you know what I'm saying? I shake the bottle. I forgot to shake the bottle of the fucking mustard, dog. So I try to fucking damn pour the mustard on the damn
number water, number yellow water.
That fucking pre-mustard jack off juice. That pre-cum mustard, man. Like, that shit was disgusting, man. That shit got, that pre-nut mustard, the mustard,
I mean, the mustard pre nut. But at the end of the day, it's still flavored. It's still flavored like mustard.
Yeah,
the
that shit does.
It just make your shit a little soggy.
Clear yellow shit.
Hey, to this day, that's why I don't eat ketchup and mustard.
I forgot to shake it, dog.
Yeah,
I hurried up.
You don't eat ketchup and mustard, so if you get like a hot dog or something, it's straight up plain Jane.
Hey man, if you got barbecue sauce, I fuck with it. But I'm not. But you, I think I was like. Four, five.
Not even ketchup. You ain't fucking.
That ketchup and mustard, five, the mayonnaise hit different on a hamburger, bro.
No, man.
I don't even like mayonnaise, but I'll have it on a hamburger.
I can't get past the mustard.
The mustard.
You know that pre-nut mustard.
Yeah. The find a trash can, give it a squeeze, or find a sink, give it a squeeze, nigga. Then put it on your burger. That's what I do. I don't shake that. I don't trust that shit. Because I done shook it up. And motherfucking, you get that crusty tip on your shit. You know the crusty tip? That shit come out on your burger. I don't want that shit
that
on my shit.
Fucks me up,
I'm,
too.
I'm taking it off.
The crusty tip fucks me up,
so
too.
That's why I go to the trash can, squeeze that shit in the trash can, then go to my burger.
Yeah. Oh, that crusty tip. Ooh, that shit get
Picasso
on your
burger.
Throw the whole burger away.
Throw the whole burger away, nigga. I don't want that crusty tip.
Yeah,
man. Come on, man. Like, crusty tip and then mustard water.
Yeah, mustard water.
Crusty tip and mustard water?
Mustard pre-nut.
The little pre-nut, yo, you hate somebody.
So good,
you put the crusty tip of mustard on their fucking burger. Yeah.
And I put my shit on the bun, too, dog, so my bun fucked up after that.
Hold on, is that not how a dick work? Besides the crusty dick.
If you stutter off with a crusty dick, man, you got your dick is crusty before you start fucking, something is up.
After you fucking, you bust a nut and you get the two strings.
Oh, when you go pee?
Right, that's the crusty tip. Damn.
I ain't calling it a crusty tip.
Yeah, I ain't calling my dick crusty tip, man. That shit just got
you know it's crusty.
You might got
right
some
there.
Residue, like when you hit the bowl and you ain't clean it out good enough.
There's
still some residue in that motherfucker.
You know
that's all that is.
You know it's crusty. It's
I ain't gonna say it's crusty.
You know what happens to nut when it dries up.
I ain't gonna call it to my dick crusty ever in life.
My dick's been called many things.
Man.
Not crusty though.
Y'all niggas is hell, man.
Crusty.
I mean, what the fuck else we got going on today, man? Shit.
We ain't even get to Malik Yoba shit. I guess we just ain't
going. Man, we did talk about that shit, but we didn't talk about it. We did the dirt bag.
Hey, we did the dirt bag sign off. We ain't getting to that shit.
Yo, this is what I wanted to ask niggas, man. Scenario time. Here we go, y'all. Scenario. You go to the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You by yourself. Walking through the bar, you getting seated, blah, blah, blah. Going to your seat, you look to the left, you look to the right, boom. You see your homie girl. She at the bar, sitting next to a dude.
All right.
Nobody's to the left of her.
Nope.
He's the only nigga to the right of her.
Okay.
They're having a good old conversation. It looked like they kind of on a date. You by yourself. She don't see you.
But that's your homie's girl.
That's your homie's girl. Like, you done hung out, you double dated. You know what I'm saying? She done came to the crib for Spades night and the 4th of July barbecue and the Super Bowl party and all that. That's the homie's girl.
Like, not like a homie's homie's.
No, girl. Not like a homie. The homie. Like, this is my nigga. I can call him right now and tell him, meet me at the bar and we're going
to
have a beer, blah, blah, blah. Here, come up.
Yeah, the homie. That's all you got to say is the homie.
What do you do? It could be switched around. If it was ladies, if it's y'all. Same shit.
Nigga, I'm going right on this motherfucker damn. I'm gonna hit
my. Is you minding your business or you gotta intervene?
I'm FaceTiming my G. That's probably the only time I'm gonna FaceTime another dude and be like, yo, man, check this shit out, bro.
I'm gonna go speak.
I'm gonna holler at the homie.
What's up? I'm gonna go holler at her. Mm. What's up? Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? If she done been to my crib and shit, I see you with a nigga.
You put fear in that bitch all right there.
What's up,
that's
bro?
You
would literally be putting fear.
You got to change the whole tone of whatever going on. You got to change the whole tone of it to see exactly what it is.
And you know what? You got to be cool the whole time.
Because you don't know what it is. She could just be there by herself.
Yep.
And he just could be a nigga just there.
What's up, Lisa? How you doing?
They could work together. You never know. It might not be a date. So you got to throw. You got to let her know I see you, bitch.
All right, here come a curveball.
What's up?
You go over to, hey, Lisa, how you doing? Oh, hey. And the dude be like, hey, brother, you good?
Whoa, now we got an issue. Now I got to tell him who I am.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Well, oh, yeah, I'm good, I mean, but, you know, blah, 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 nigga.
To stay out of all that, because that's bringing another party, I just say, hey, yo, dog.
I'm FaceTiming my dog, like, hey, man. Like, yo, what's up, bro?
Hey,
like,
what you doing right now?
You not going up.
You my dog.
In this day and
I'm having a drink.
Yeah.
And I peep over, and I see your girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm your girl with other. I'm calling you, homie. Like, yo, man,
I'm FaceTiming my G.
Hey, you know she up here. You know You know your girl up here.
I'm FaceTiming my G.
Yeah, I'm over here at so and so. I see your girl
because if you tie with your girl, she gonna let you know beforehand. Yo,
I'm going out to eat with a coworker.
Yo, babe, you know I'm gonna see you again. I got a little business thing going on here. I got a little business meeting. So she's supposed to let you know.
Okay. So
I'm your homeboy, and I see your girl with another nigga. I'm gonna let you know. I'm like, yo, man, you know, I'm just over here. I just got off of work. I'm having a drink, whatnot, chilling. I just look over to my left, and I see your girl, man, having a drink with, you know.
Okay.
The next nigga.
I got another curveball for you.
These ain't even curveballs, my nigga. You throwing them straight over across the plate, because I'm telling you exactly what I'm gonna do.
Hold on. Hey, nigga, what you doing? Nigga, I'm at the crib. Hey, your girl out here with some nigga. Oh, yeah, that, trust me, we good.
That ain't how you do it. Your girl out here with some nigga.
I would be nigga, nah, man.
I'm FaceTiming my G right there.
And he said, we good.
Oh, don't worry about it, we good.
Nah, nigga, I'm FaceTiming my G.
At that point, right there,
man. I'm gonna FaceTime and be like, yo, what you doing? He's like, oh, for real? Like, man, you gotta check this shit out, man. I couldn't even fucking put it in words, dog. And I'm gonna walk right up and do
and
what
I'm
you
gonna
said.
Be like,
hey,
all
right, Lisa,
nigga.
What's good? Nothing, chilling. What you doing today? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna see what her reaction is, dog. And
but
then,
if he say some shit like, don't worry about it, we good? Don't ever expect me to say nothing else.
You can't.
Ever again.
But that's the thing. I ran into that situation.
Because I deserve an explanation and a thank you.
Hey, bro.
I deserve you to be like, oh, we good, because
some
blah,
niggas
blah, blah,
you
blah,
can't.
Blah, blah. I appreciate that, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be like, oh, no, we good.
Like I said,
hey,
mind your business, nigga. Because no. I don't want her to. I'm not trying to have her see me and the other niggas. So you gonna see me.
I'm gonna walk right up on you like, yo, what's good, homie?
That's what I'm saying. I ain't walking up a lot, but I'm just gonna make myself known. Like, hey,
shit, man, if she
doing?
Done been in my house, I know her to the point where I can at least dap her up. So I'm gonna walk dead up on her like, what's good?
And if she introduced a nigga, then it might not be nothing. But if she
might
don't,
not be.
If she don't
shit,
introduce
man, she might just
him,
be bold.
Ish, you would know.
Yeah, damn, that's a bold bitch.
You would know, though.
Like I said,
you would know.
I'm gonna drop the call and I'm gonna stay there and have my drink and I'm gonna let grown folks handle
it. Because if she keep her eyes on you, then you know she's wrong.
It really depends on which homie, though, because there's some homies I would not call
I'm
to be like,
about
hey,
the homie.
I'm at this bar right now. Even some the homies I wouldn't call right then in that moment, because I know some of them niggas
you know
would
what
just
they
roll
would
up.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or some of the motherfuckers would just be like, ah.
Nah, but you got to, I mean, using your best judgment. Using your best judgment.
I'm up here too.
basically, what I was saying was, would you get involved like, at any point?
Yeah, man, I would. Yeah, dog. If we family, we family, dog. Like,
okay. Here's another question on the other side. Suppose you don't tell the homie, but the homie found out that you was there. You
Shit.
Now what happened?
Hey, if I don't tell him,
it's because I was minding my business, bro. I ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
But at the same time,
it's kind of like.
You want me to tell you what happened?
We wasn't really homies.
Cheat on me, my nigga.
We wasn't homies. Was not homies, dog. If I see your chick talking to a dude and I don't call you and let you know, we ain't homies.
Like, if I see your girl somewhere with a dude and I don't tell you, I'm fucked up.
Yeah, we ain't homies. That's just what it is. Like, I don't really fuck with you.
I did lose
like
a friend
that.
Off of it.
Anybody in here.
I lost a friend.
Like, I don't really fuck with you like that.
Hey, you saw my
I'm snitching. Especially if we done hung out, you done been in my crib. Like, I know you the homie girl. Like, it ain't no debating. Y'all ain't on and off again. You ain't just talking to him. That's wifey.
None of that's my business.
First of all, like I said, I'm making myself seen. Let her know I see you.
Nope.
If she keep her eyes on me, I'm texting my man. Like,
So check it out. So in that same scenario, right? She's there with old boy, shouldn't be there, and he's over there singing lullabies in her ear and whatnot. You know, and she's receptive to that, you know, and they all close. Do you still walk up?
Yeah.
And address that?
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna call him, yo, man. You know,
I'm trying to get as close as I can to the action.
Okay, hold on.
Let me flip all this shit. I'm observing the whole time before I do anything.
Watch this. New. You at the bar. You see your homegirl's husband at the bar with another nigga.
At the bar with another nigga. I'm telling immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Hell nah.
What you mean? Wait. I mean, can I tell they gay?
Bruh.
I'm telling them.
They sneak kissing.
I'm telling. What do you mean? Ain't no question. I got to tell her that. That's her life at risk. At that point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This nigga double dipping. I got to tell.
This nigga double dipping.
I got to tell.
Dude. Hey, double dipping.
I'm taking pictures like, yo, look at this nigga. I told you. I told you he was something, something. I gotta tell.
Yeah,
no. I ain't about to sit and watch that, dude. That ain't hard. That ain't even hard to answer
fast
that question.
Forward three.
Ooh, watch it. Shit, I'll be like, oh man, this shit.
This
oh,
is yeah. crazy. I'm fast forward 3 months, she trying to fuck you. You been wanting to fuck, too.
Her?
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't on that.
Damn, she's ruined.
Yeah, we ain't on that.
Nah, she's ruined,
bro. Pretty much, we ain't on that.
So she's
I ain't fucking none of my exes.
First of all, I done snitched on one of your boyfriends, no, so you know I ain't about like, to be the nigga that fuck with you after
that. No, it's down the road,
He's a doo-doo chaser. I can't do that.
Excuse me, sir. He's a what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You gotta say that shit over again, dude. You owe it to your fans to say that shit over again.
Somebody heard it, but I ain't gonna repeat it.
I think they heard it.
I'm scared. I'm scared of the alphabet people. They ain't coming out after me, and I ain't talking about the FBI or the CIA.
That they ain't got shit on.
I'm Gucci.
Oh my goodness,
I ain't said shit.
I got a career ahead of me. I ain't about to fuck with them right now.
We ain't even get started yet. I can't crash the plane before we take off, nigga.
Could you date? Let me ask you a question. Could you date your homie's ex girlfriend after 5 years after they've been out of relationship?
Oh, you put did 5 year stipulation.
5 years.
Is it still my homie?
Bam.
He's still your homie.
Nope. Awkward.
Hell no. You gotta have a meeting about that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I know. Okay. First of all,
yeah.
I seen Tamika. First of all.
If we ain't homies, then fuck you.
At Publix, right?
If we ain't homies, then fuck you.
She was being real.
Oh, no, if we not homies, I don't care if you're with her. She's single to me.
Nah, bro. No, if we homies and that was your girl, I don't care how long ago. Yeah. We can't. I can't.
We still homies now. Nah,
it's too many other females in the world.
Now, if we homies.
Hey, you don't never smash the homies.
We homies and y'all. Left and over. And me and you fell out because I did snitch on her for cheating on your ass. 5 years later, she cared.
But if she was just a chick that the homie smashed, then.
Nah, cool. That's cool.
But I'm still hollering at him before I do it.
Yeah. Really?
Because I need to find out
what
happened.
What if you find out after the fact?
Did she suck your dick? Did you go raw? What happened?
Because I know you, nigga. You love
her? Did you like her? Was you trying to fuck with her? Like, what? Because I saw her and she was throwing me the vibes, blah, blah, blah. If he saw acting funny about it, even though he'd be like, nah, man, you can smash. It's cool. Nah, I'm good. I think I'm good either way. That's where I'm going to stand.
Because
it's too much out here for me to be going after something the homie hit.
So, all right. So, we pretty much all agree on that. So, what about... All right, another scenario, man. What if, shout out to the train in the back, man. Shout out to that motherfucker, man.
Bringing that shit in, nigga.
Yeah, man. Bringing that shit in, you know what I'm saying? Fucking up the podcast audio, but we appreciate it. While we talking about homies and shit, man, I want to, so growing up, back where I grew up, you know, I grew up with some unsavory characters. They would say it those old movies, right?
You thought they were savory, but they
were
unsavory.
You know what I'm saying?
That pussy ain't got no twang. It's unsavory.
I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. But some unsavory fellas, you know what I'm saying? And I remember going with my cousin, my big cousin, one time, you know, and he was going to make a crack deal.
Statute of limitations on that 7 years.
Yep. It's been about 20. So. All
right.
He was going to make a crack deal. We pull up, gets out. Dude's like, hey, man, you know, yeah, I got the 50 or whatever it was, however much it was. He's like, but shit, there's this chick right here, right now, man. She'll fuck everybody, including your kid cousin, if you just give me the crack. You know what I'm saying? It'll change.
Wait, hold on. Oh, so it's a crackhead here that'll fuck everybody.
Basically, right?
That's real enticing.
But the dude like did it. He opened the door, you know what I'm saying, like this to where his head was out the door. And then as soon as my cousin was like, shit, let me see it, the nigga took a step back and opened the door some more so you could just see in and barely see the motherfucker. I peeked in too because, you know, I'm like, 15, 16. I'm like, shit, I fucked a bitch.
I like pussy. Like,
so the door opens. Like,
if she you look don't good, even know what you're getting yourself into.
If she look good, you know what I'm saying? Okay, whatever. Let me see. Okay. She fucking? Like, shit, I'm 15, 16. Like, shit.
You
pussy,
with it.
Like, you don't know about, you know, pussy is pussy at 15.
You ready to get it at that point. Like, so shit. What happens? You do.
So what happens? So the door opens. So what happened?
It's my homie's mom, man.
Nah. We out, B.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, take me home.
Was your homie's mom fine? Yo, I'm going to ask for
help. My cousins ain't do it.
I'm pulling Cuba Gooding Jr. Yo, Doe, take me home. Yeah, yo, Doe, let me out. That's deep. I'm getting out the car, man. I'm done with that one.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Was she fine?
Nah, man.
And you can't tell your homie.
Hey, dog, yeah, like, dog, I couldn't tell him.
You
dog.
Can't.
Dog, I couldn't tell him his mom was smoking crack, but so that's
you can tell him. You can tell him she's smoking crack, but I wouldn't tell him.
Could you tell your homie that your mom was down for sucking dick for crack?
The choo choo. Nah. You got to tell him she's smoking crack.
I'll tell him if she's smoking crack.
She's smoking, but I wouldn't tell her.
I wouldn't have.
She getting trains running over by young niggas in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's tough.
She over there swallowing 420.
That's goblin.
No. Your mom over here, that pussy hole blew out, nigga.
You know what? I never been into that anyway, like the train shit.
Yeah. Me neither.
I ain't never been a big fan of that shit, man. Maybe that's like some real like deep hood shit.
Hey,
but
hey, I had this conversation.
Me, say what you will, but I ain't never been.
What do you consider a train? Two niggas in the same room or two niggas in a specific time frame?
No, two niggas in the same room. It's like...
That's a G.
Niggas in the same room and, like, nigga outside the door waiting his turn. And then you come out and go in. I ain't about to go behind no nigga nut, man. That's crazy, bro.
I remember a scenario back then.
I'll see if I was in Vietnam.
I was a former entertainer. And this entertainer had a little something. You back at the crib. And so, you know, we all shooting pool and whatnot. We shooting pool. And one of the cats was a video jockey back in the day with MTV. And so he was like, man, I feel like fucking. And so my man who was, you know, my associate who was like the producer or the producer rap star or whatever, he's like, yeah, I'll call his sister over and, you know, she'll do everybody. And so she came over. So she lived... And racial from like where we live to like Lawrenceville, right? So she drove the distance to come through. So when she came through, we all you know playing pool, and she came out, introduced herself and whatnot, and make sure, hey, you know, I'm here for the entertainment, make sure everybody have a good time. And so the video disc jockey inside, he's like, fuck all that, come on. So he just grabs her, right? So
fuck all that.
He grabs her. They go upstairs, right? And so. It was about like 12 brothers there. At that time, you know, we chronicked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I passed over there. When I woke up, I was like, yo, brother, thanks for having me. I'm going to go ahead and shoot to the house. He's like, all right, man, you know, I'll see you next time, boom. So next morning, I'm at the studio. I was like, yo, brother, what happened? He's like, man, why you leave? I said, nigga, how many? 12.
God 12
to
damn.
Up them guts like that. 12
so, to 1. So,
what number you want to be, my nigga?
Nigga, that's terrible.
If I ain't number 1, I'm out.
Nigga, 12 to 1. I ain't taking 12 to 1.
If I'm number 1, I'm out. I'm
sure she got paid for, you know, for her time and what have you.
Paid for your time.
But just to chop.
Not after number 8. Number 8 was like, man, I'm not paying for this shit.
I ain't never been into that, man. I can't do that, man.
By number 5,
I can't do that, man.
The ring had to be gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I ain't number 1, I ain't in it, man. I'm good, B. Like,
by number 5, the ring was gone.
That's crazy, man.
Oh,
God. Well, I've done that too. In the
I know you did it. Well, yeah. That's why I didn't even ask you how you been in that type of situation. We know you done did all kind of crazy.
It was so crazy.
That's a Southern thing, dog.
It was so crazy.
I mean, I don't know.
You think after like 5, yeah,
what else is there to do in the South?
Yeah. I mean, niggas do that shit everywhere.
I did it
in
the 90s. I did
ghetto,
it in Korea.
In the hood.
I was in Korea.
In a little Korean joint?
Nah, it was a soldier.
It was like, me love you long time.
I was going to say the bitch name because fuck that hoe. But I ain't going to do it. It's fucked up. I know I ain't going
to
say it.
You had to do it, though, dog.
We don't want to know that our soldiers is overseas running trains.
Keep it getting that pussy blown out. You hear me? But the funny part about it, which is kind of gay, but I was 18, so statute of limitations on gay shit is like 10 years, right? So it was Mexican dude, and I promise you, bro, this nigga had like a Pringle can, right? And I said, we all looked at the nigga like, bro, you going fucking last, bro. I'm not going behind that shit. It was crazy. Because we was like, yeah, I'm fucking ready, bro. He Mexican too. 6'4" Mexican. He pulled that ball. I was like, bro, you going last, nigga. Hell no. It was that bad.
Fuck, man.
Oh, no.
I knew this shit was going on, man. No. As soon as this nigga said we was in Korea, I got to start. I knew this shit was going
on. Oh, no. This nigga said, yeah, you got to go last.
Dicks and shit, man. I don't want to mention dicks as big as Pringle cans, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Fuck.
Oh, shit, dog.
How we always in the pit, man?
Oh,
hey,
my
man.
Goodness,
y'all
want
to hear my stories? My goddamn
no, if
stories.
They involve dicks, no.
So no more dick stories.
No more dick stories, man. You on pause, man.
Yeah, we got to do like dick stories like once every other.
You get your own segment, nigga. Yeah. You get your own segment, nigga. Dick stories with Eddie Kane.
Eddie's dick story. Yeah,
and
dick
that go on your IG.
First of all,
the Dick Diaries. Yeah, the Dick Diaries with Eddie Kane.
Damn, the Dick Chronicles.
We talking about career experience in career where you know the promoter's like, what you guys want to do? We want to fuck, right?
We want to fuck
again, right?
Yeah,
shit.
Okay.
So there's this district in Seoul, Korea. It's about maybe like a mile.
It's a red light district.
Oh, yeah,
it's like a red light district, and it's like the geisha homes is like sliding glass doors. And so there would be like 12 women in each of them. So you walk by, you know, where you want to chill. So it was like, me and a couple horn players and a drummer right now. So we fell off into this one spot. And so you make eye contact, you take off your shoes and whatnot. So they come greet you. You sit down, you're at a table a little longer than this, and serving your food, you know, bring out the grapes and whatnot. Yeah. And then they're having like little
bussing grapes.
A little sexual show where they had like these two women, right? Mm-hmm. You know, doing a little dance button. So this one woman, she gets this condom and she blows it up, yo, she blows it up, makes a balloon. And so then she takes the condom and ties it in the knot, and she squished on the head for like, you know, static. And so then she put the condom like up on the wall where it stuck. And then she went, sat down, you know, butt naked, had her legs opened up, put a straw with a cigarette, and like, lost that cigarette, yo.
Shot the cigarette.
You know what I'm saying?
About the kind of like, everybody said, yo, we want
shoot
that
the hooch.
We
want that bitch right there.
That's talent.
So we in Atlanta, they got shoot the hooch. That's shoot the cooch right there.
That's what
shoot
called.
The
talented.
Yeah, talented.
Yeah, I'm saying, talent right there. She deserve a tip for that shit.
Yeah, she do. So, I mean, if any stripper in Atlanta can do that.
That's called doing a trick with that thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Kegels.
Hey, baby, do a trick with that thing.
Kegels.
Shoot a cigarette through a straw.
Bagels and kegels.
You know what kind of fucking grips you got?
Straight up, baby. That's how we doing it. Bagels and kegels, baby.
Bagels and kegels.
You know what I mean? Hey, man. That queef song we made last time, man. I was thinking about that shit for the rest of the damn night. Oh, I was like, so many missed opportunities. Like, you got bagels and kegels.
Yeah, man. Bagels and kegels, man.
Blunts and cunts.
Bagels and kegels. It's a fitness facility. And we sell bagels and cunts. Healthy bagels, man. When you leave.
All natural cream cheese.
Bring your own cream cheese.
Yeah, you better bring your own.
Whatever kind of cream cheese is.
Yeah, I like the house cream cheese. Perfect.
We got bitches making that. Hey!
Oh, my goodness. Man, well, it's been a great episode, man. I appreciate everybody joining us today, man.
Yeah, man.
Once again, who do we have on the show today, man?
Oh, Eddie Kane, man, or Bullhorn, or whatever, man. The whole Whisperer. Officially.
Yeah.
And who we had? Who else we had, man?
You got your boy E.C., L.A., on the mic.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate you being here, man. Like, for real, man. It's been awesome.
Hell yeah, it was a good one, man. You know what it is. It's your boy, JR, High Class Dirtbag, J.R. on the IG.
Okay.
On your head top.
Ha! Hey, shout out to all you ladies with bald haircuts, getting your head palmed like a basketball. We so appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
special
man.
Special shout out to y'all. You know who you are.
That shit. Hey,
Kegels and bagels.
Kegels and bagels, baby.
About the dunkest bitch head, bro.
Kegels and bagels, baby.
Kegels and bagels.
Balds and broads, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how we rockin'.
Baddies and baldies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give me that eagle. You can ball,
shave
baby.
You can shave all that shit.
So you take that motherfucking pants off.
Like a brand new, like a newborn hamster. That shit should look like a newborn hamster.
And like you a bald
been
monkey.
Bald newborn gerbil.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
That motherfucker look like a mango when they send that.
Boy.
Straight up, man. Good. Yeah, I don't want nothing.
As always, man, I am your
ski
boy.
Ball. Yeah, I like the ski ball.
Lansky, one eye in person, three eyes on Instagram, because I'm coming for that verification check, whoever the asshole is that took that.
And follow High Class Dirtbag's brand clothing on IG. And
follow High Class Dirtbag Instagram as well.
The goddamn Instagram for the podcast, too.
Y'all got the 3X. Got the 3X.
It's High Class Dirtbag.
3X High Class Dirtbag apparel.
Man, hey, man, we got to get some more.
We about to.
Apparel in.
Hey, all kind of shit for the fall.
Well, we taking
hoodies,
pre-orders.
Scullies,
hoodies.
You know what I'm saying? Crop tops for the ladies.
Yeah, man. Everything, man.
Crop top hoodies. Yo, they about to come. Take that. You ain't seen shit.
Diddy dancing. You ain't seen champagne shit. Diddy dancing.
Hey, we trying to be real big with this shit, man. But we going to do it the right way. We not going to sell out in the end of the day. I kind of feel like we're not going to sell out.
That ain't even
Nah, man. I'm still going to speak.
I mean, unless you're going to give me some titties for a year.
This shit is lifetime. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, unless you want to give any of these niggas a billy for some titties for a year.
$1 million for some titties.
That's all they're going to give you, man. Titties.
$1 million titties, baby.
I'll take $1 billion and give me a few months.
You got $1 billion set. I can see the plastic surgeon. They going to have a reality show with JR. The $1 billion breast. The $1 billion breast.
He's like, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
He's like, yes. He's like,
appreciate everybody tuning in.
There was
on
only
Instagram
one man
well
up to the task.
This shit's better be platinum.
We had to go all the way to Colombia.
I ain't definitely getting no Colombian shit. You don't know how them shit's going to come up. Shit's be full of cocaine.
The $1 billion
cocaine
set.
City.
Cocaine titty transplant.
Oh, hey. The first cocaine titty transplant.
Cocaine city.
This just in. Terrence Howard says he's done with acting.
Man, fuck this shit.
Nigga, I bet he got all that damn Empire money.
Fuck this shit, man.
I'm tired of saying, man.
Man,
I did too many goddamn shows.
Man.
He owed too many women. He's not done. He owed too many women money. Bro, this nigga got married like every year for like the last 4 years. He owes too many women and he has to pay out the
Lucius. God damn, Lucius. Goddamn, Lucius.
Biggie got the East dope ass movie with Gravy. They got a dope ass, multiple dope ass movies for the West Coast for Tupac. The South got Terrence Howard and a motherfucking D-Rag.
You talking about Hustle and Flow?
That's what we got, dog.
DJ.
This is the nigga you send to represent us?
Yeah.
Terrence Howard in a durag?
Snowfall is representing Cali so hard right now, it's ridiculous. Yeah, niggas want to go back to
man,
the 80s.
Hey, man,
Cali
all my
right
southern
now
cats out there, man, let's get some movies, man, with some southern people in them shits, man. So we about some southern
man,
people.
Fuck man, fuck them. We're going to do it ourselves.
Right now, all we got is Terrence Howard in a durag.
What you mean? What you want? Like, what you talking about?
I don't know, man, but we're going to put the pedal to the metal.
No, we got
to
represent, man. The South got a lot of history and
South
culture.
South got a lot of movies, too, nigga.
Like what? Black Snake Moan? Is that what you going to put out your ass?
We got ATL.
What movies? Don't y'all got dope that nobody else got? Like, what you talking about? Like, it's a lot of movies that was
Boys
shown
in the Hood is a
and the South just ain't Atlanta, too. So,
right, we can do Texas.
It's been
Louisiana
a lot of movies filmed in Miami. Miami's the South.
Yeah,
but a lot of
that shit, them Atlanta niggas still playing in the game, so they can't make movies about the shit that they
that's
going
South
on.
That's the from South Carolina.
Boys,
all the
Bad
movies,
Boys 1, 2, 3.
All the movies based in South Carolina are slave movies. Like, y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all like get all them slave movies,
like,
nigga.
Shit.
Them be the ones people remember. Them be the ones that be
nigga,
Academy
I don't want
no Award
slave
winning.
I want, yeah, of course, nigga. Anytime a nigga get beat on
anytime
TV.
Anytime a nigga play a slave, you win that award.
In 2019,
you gotta
give
them an award. So, actors out there, if you want to win the award, you gotta pay a slave.
Got to.
Niggas be that. You know what?
Because
they feel guilty. They feel guilty and gotta give you a award. Like,
is the mother? Is the white? Is the white method actors that be in the slave movies? Dog, like they play the slave master.
Hey, like Django, Dr. King, Schultz.
Man, dog. You be like,
Django's
hey, man,
the greatest fucking
Black superhero movie ever, dog.
Yeah, yeah,
man. Django is the best black
superhero movie. He had Dr. King Schultz, though. He had to have the white boy with him.
Man, I don't give a fuck about all that. Django is the best black superhero ever. That nigga was
superhero,
dog. Shit, man.
He was a hero.
Tell them slaves that nigga wasn't
he
a
was
superhero.
Super.
Look at how them slaves looked at that nigga at the end of the movie, dog. He made it through all that shit. Like, that nigga was not just a hero. He was a superhero.
Django.
Hey, man, I want everybody to be the Django of their own story. I was Django of mine.
If I ever did porn, my name would be Man Django. The D is silent until I stick
Man
it in him.
Django.
Man Django.
Django.
Django. All
right, man. It's been real, man. As always, man.
Did you redo it?
Hell nah, man. Fuck that.
You gotta redo the sound, man.
That's a no for me, dog.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man.
We out, bitches. Yeah.
Tricks live inside of your head, I devilish red eyes. Never been on a red eye, a Jedi be high forget. Shorty said I be wildin' and trippin' when I'm on a lick. Score a penny or 20, I'm Dominic Wilkins and shit. Really, I flew to Costa Rica with the AP. At the airport, this girl asked me, hey,
are you Swizzy?
Wow. Baby, had a bust down on the AP. Yeah. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. Suffering, suck attached. She thinkin' so I put a cap of hair. I ain't even mad. I started sucking on the titty, put my thumb in the ass. She had a little one. It really wasn't nothing to grab, but did it anyway. Nigga, I'm a bag. Coming down to 91, flying, doing the dash. You going in today. And I've been riding my ass, the furnace him away. She ain't got shit else to say.